It's time to talk Connecticut sports. The Feed with Kevin Begley. Star 99.9.
All right, high school sports heating up here in Connecticut over the Thanksgiving weekend, and then we're getting into some playoff football, some rivalries, some state championships, and every Monday in the Feed, we're joined by the ump, Vin Cerullo. How you doing, Vin?
Oh, we're doing great, Kevin. How's everything? I hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
I did. I had a fantastic one. I hope you did, too.
Oh, absolutely. And I trust that everybody in our listening area had a great Thanksgiving. So around the state, there's been a lot of crowned champions, and we'll start with field hockey. And I'm going to go from the largest division down to the smallest, okay? And in field hockey, as I said, L is Darien. In the M division was Brantford. And the S was North Brantford. Congratulations to them. In boys soccer, champions starting in the double L through S is Greenwich, Cheshire, Ellington, and Old Saybrook. In girls soccer, we had Staples, St. Joe's, Northwest Catholic and East Catholic are the champions there for girls soccer. In girls volleyball, we had Darien, Barlow, Ram, and East Hampton. Congratulations to all those state champions. Well deserved. They played hard all year long.
Nice. Congrats.
Yeah, absolutely. Now in football, things are really getting hot as teams fought it out on the old gridiron for Thanksgiving Day, their rivalries. And for those games, Trumbull lost to St. Joe's 20-17. Notre Dame of West Haven was a winner over Hampden 27-14, which was a little bit of a surprise. We thought that it would be the other way around. A real nail-biter, Staples squeaked out a win over Greenwich 39-38.
Wow.
That was some heck of a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, the game that a lot of people watched and listened over the radio was Foreign and the Jonathan Law game at Jonathan Law. There were some 3,500 people there to watch the game. And as I said, it was broadcast on radio. The score at the final gun was a trouncing of Foreign by a score of 60-29, Jonathan Law.
Wow, that's a big rivalry, though. 3,500 people. That's, that's a lot.
Both teams went into that game. They were both 9-1.
Wow.
And both in the state tournament.
Wow,
so,
nice.
So, yeah, coming up, yep. So, as I said, it's it was kind of a surprise, that big of a score. But anyway, now starts the Connecticut State Football Playoffs. The quarterfinals start tomorrow, Tuesday, November 29th. The semifinals will be played on Sunday, December 4th. And the championship game is Saturday, December 10th. You could go on to the CIAC website at CASCIAC. Click on CIAC and then look for Tournament Central, and you'll find that on the left side of your screen, and you'll see all the football brackets. For those of us who are not computer savvy, like myself, okay, here are some of the classes and the matchups. I'm going to go start with double L, go to L, M, 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 and S. The visitors I'll mention first, and the home team will be second. In the LL division, we have Hampden versus Greenwich, Trumbull versus Southington, Fairfield Prep versus Staples, Glastonbury versus West Haven. In the L division, we have New Milford playing Maloney, Naugatuck playing New Canaan, Shelton will be facing off against Newtown, Cheshire is going up against St. Joe's at Kennedy Stadium, which is in Bridgeport. In the double M, we have Killingly versus Wethersfield, Northwest United is playing Massac at Nanawag High School. Wilton is playing SMSA at Weaver High School. North Haven is playing Thames River at Grasso Tech. And in the M division, we have Brantford playing Berlin at Sage Park. That's right on Route 15.
Yeah.
Jonathan Law is playing Ram at Jonathan Law. Hartford Public is playing Notre Dame of West Haven at Veterans Field, which is in West Haven. ATI is playing Rockville. And in the S division, that's the final division, North Brantford is playing Ansonia, Seymour versus Bloomfield, New Fairfield will play Holy Cross, and East Catholic will be playing at Woodlawn. All games start 6:30 tomorrow, Tuesday. And that's basically it, Kevin, for the day.
That's nice. It's an exciting time of year for these high school teams.
Oh, and no question about it. You know, football obviously is always big in the state of Connecticut. The two biggest are probably hockey and football.
Yeah.
And so we're winding down, and it's going to be a great following on all of these teams.
Good luck to all the players, all the coaches, and the families and friends watching and students, and should be a great week of games.
I sure hope so.
Thanks, Ben.
All
appreciate
right,
it.
Kevin. Pleasure. Take care now.
You too.